It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, as he always does, about every other week, I've got Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. We're going to talk about some events that are going on over there, and then we always like to give a shout-out to one of the departments in Emery County. And then, of course, we will wrap up by talking about the goings-on of the last commission meeting. Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for taking out the time to join us this morning.
Yes, thanks for having me, Dave.
So let's dive right in. And first and foremost, how are things going in Emery County right now?
You know what? Good. The weather's holding up. We've had a lot of fishermen in the area coming through fishing the lakes. A lot of the high school sports, the fall sports, are starting to finish up, and then we'll start going into the winter sports. Things seem to be going pretty well, and excited that the weather's holding out for the community, so it's been nice.
Yeah, just moving right along. It's one thing you can always count on is high school sports, it seems like, huh?
It is. Yep, it is.
Won't be long, we'll be talking basketball.
Yep.
All right, so let's talk about some fun events that are getting ready to come up over there. You've got one on Thursday, October 26th, I believe. That's the Emery County Historical Society, all about Swayze stories.
Yes, yep. That'll be a good opportunity to hear about Swayze's Leap, a lot of different history stories with the Swayzes, and some cool stories about our heritage and community. So that would be a good one to come out to if you're interested in the history of Emery County and the Swayzes.
And you said, is there a $5 fee for that?
Yeah, it's dues are $5 a year. That's just the dues to become part of the Historical Society.
Okay.
I believe. I don't want to give you wrong information, but I think that's what I read here.
Very good. All right. And then, of course, getting closer and closer to Halloween, that means we're going to have plenty of trunk or treats springing up, aren't we?
Yes. Yep. Yep. A lot of events around the community, trunk or treat. I definitely have a sweet tooth, so I'll be going to a few. Go out and support the trunk or treats and hopefully the kids get a lot of candy.
Just keep an eye out for those. Another one that's coming up, this is actually the first weekend in November. It's Outlaw Days going on down in Green River. Tell us all about that one.
Yeah, Outlaw Days. So this one, if you want to go to online, I'm trying to look at the website here. Outlaw Days, November 3rd and 4th. You can sign up on their website. I believe it's outlawdays.com, or you can go to Green River Outlaw Days, and it should pop up on the internet. But, yeah, a lot of heritage there, too, about Green River, the outlaws that went through the area, some different workshops and fun things happening in Green River if you're interested in Outlaw Days.
Okay, and actually going on the same weekend is the Christmas Festival. Let's talk about that one for a moment.
Yeah, this one's really popular for our community, kind of getting ready for Christmas. The Christmas Festival, booths, crafts, food, entertainment, and fun at the Emery County Rec Center. And that's Friday from 1 to 8. That's the 3rd, and then Saturday the 4th from 10 to 4.
That's
always a fun one if you want to get excited for Christmas.
Well, getting ready. You got to get excited for it because it's coming.
That's right.
Once Halloween's over, you know, I think a lot of people skip right over Thanksgiving and go straight to Christmas.
I think they do as well.
All right. So let's give a shout out to one of the departments. And you, as you mentioned, you know what? We talked about them about a month or so ago, but there's nothing wrong if they're doing the right things. There's nothing wrong about talking about a department again. And today you wanted to give another shout out to the libraries.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to give a shout out to the libraries. I think we all enjoyed the solar eclipse. I was actually near Mill Site, and it was a pretty cool sight. But they were able to get a lot of those glasses out to the community the last month, so that people could come in, grab them for free. And so they distribute a lot of those solar glasses out for us. They also received a grant for a snow cone machine and a cotton candy machine. And I think they were able to get a couple other things to support the community. So if you're interested in a family event, they're not able to be used for commercial use or entrepreneurial ventures, but you can check those out at the library for a family event if you want to do snow cones or things like that. So excited at how proactive they are and partnering to help the community with the solar eclipse for sure, and then the other things for events. So
all right, and so then let's wrap up with the latest commission meeting. We talked about this, I believe, briefly the last time you were on, about the land swap in Huntington for a new senior citizen center, and you made it sound like that one's ready to roll now.
Yes, it is. The commission's been working with CIB to secure some funding. We've been able to use some COVID funding, and we've been working with Huntington City on a land swap to secure some land to build a new senior center in Huntington. And so we had a public hearing to talk to the community and get a response from them on how they feel about it. And it was really positive. So we're excited to move forward on the new senior center in Huntington.
So that one's good to go. And then I think we've talked about, this was probably about a month or so ago, about a housing project down in Green River.
Yes. Yep, it's a 5-home development in Green River. We have solar facilities here in Emery County, and 10% of those funds need to be spent on affordable housing for young families, for working families. We are going to support with that 10% that we have to spend on those housing projects to support this one in Green River for infrastructure, so water, sewer, power, curb and gutter, and support them in their project. So we're excited to help them and see some growth in Green River.
So as always, busy, busy times over in Emery County and during the Emery County Commission meetings. Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for taking out the time. I appreciate it. And we're going to let you back to work, okay?
Okay. Hey, thanks, Dave.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.